one who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, Alhamdulillah, welcome back to another episode of the Silsila Disobedience towards parents and unfortunate children. Inshallah Azawajal, in today's silsila, we're going to talk about how fortunate we are. And inshallah, before we listen to how fortunate we are today, let's make some good intentions to attain reward. It is mentioned in hadith that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And inshallah Azawajal, the more righteous intention we'll make, the greater the reward we'll attain. Always try to make this intention whenever we're watching a silsila of Madni channel, that I'm watching this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain religious knowledge. And inshaAllah azawajal, also by seeking this knowledge, I will try to act upon it. Let's listen to a blessing of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, recite salat upon me wherever you are, as your salat reaches me. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala. So my dear Islam brothers, do not look where you are, whether you are at home, whether you are at work, whether you are in your car, whether you are in the masjid, wherever you may be, get into the habit of reciting peace and blessing upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, with this yakin, with this mindset that our reciting of durood will reach the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And how imagine how happy a person feels that he knows that his peace and blessings have reached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. We have been told regarding this already. Wherever you are, recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as it reaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, the better place we are, the more we should recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recite durood, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherever we are. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, inshallah, in today's episode, how fortunate we are. The question itself is enough for us to wonder our mind over that how fortunate we are. It is indeed regarding our parents. How fortunate we are, how our parents have done so much for us and what they are still doing for us. This is in regards to this, how fortunate we are. As we are in the month of Muharram al-Haram, inshallah azawajal, let's pray that for the sake of this blessed month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand how fortunate we are and how fortunate we are that our parents have brought us up in this way, who has given us this time, have clothed us, educated us, and spent their valuable time upon us when we were children. And today we are grown up and we should ponder back over these times and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as how fortunate He has made us, how that our parents gave us all these facilities and these blessings. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, first of all, we can ponder over the fact that how fortunate we are, that we didn't have to go through any pain, but our mothers took up the pain in giving birth to us. And how we were brought to this dunya. And secondly, when we came unto this earth, how we were cleaned by our parents, by our mothers, how they washed us when we were little, a tender child, how they cleaned our body, how they were concerned regarding our skin, how they would keep our delicate bodies kept nice, oiled with soft clothes, and then bringing us up in this way. And then as we grew up, how our parents would look at every action, the time we started to walk, how our parents would be always on alert in regards that could that door hit him? Could he fall in this place? Could he hurt himself on something? If there's any obstacles in the house, anything which was in the way, they would try to keep these things away. This is how our parents brought us up. And then when we will wet ourselves, when we were children, how our parents would clean us, keep us. And even it's very famously known that when a child, when he wets himself in childhood, what does the mother do? She picks that child up and she puts him in a drier place. And sometimes you find that same mother will sleep on that wet place. This is how fortunate we are. That this, in this way, our parents brought us up. And then from after this, our parents would have so much concern in regards to our clothes. We never had the need of thinking whether to buy clothes, whether to buy shoes. Our parents would always try to buy the best thing for us in this way. So my dear Islam brothers, always continue to ponder over these things. And then when we grow up, our parents were concerned regarding our education. When we had not had that concern, our parents would be so concerned regarding our education. Then taking us to school, bringing us back from school, then sitting with us, going through our homeworks, taking us to the masjid, to the madrasa, and educating us. And today we have grown up with this knowledge, whether it's the knowledge of the dunya, whether it's the religious knowledge, we have gained all this knowledge. How fortunate we are is because of our parents, that how they have kept us through this life from birth to bringing us up. And then not just that, this doesn't really just stop there. It continues till the age that we have gained a degree, a job, and till the age that our parents are still serving, they're still looking after us, and in that age, and then finding a right companion for us, then covering the cost of marriage. Maybe some parents even go to the extent of buying or even putting money, a deposit, toward our homes. All these things, my dear Islamis, have you forgotten? How fortunate we are. What our parents did for us. Do not forget these moments in how our parents did in serving us. And another thing, one of the other things which are very, very fortunate about, and that is that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, how fortunate we are that our parents were Muslims. If we were born in a non-Muslim house, and then imagine, and even if we were Muslims and our parents were not Muslims, then how would it feel? How would it feel to go through that difficulty knowing that because your family have not gained Iman, they will not enter into Jannah? So this is very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed most of us, if not all of us, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, our parents, with in the state of Iman, and then making us amongst the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as the month of Muharram, it is our parents who taught us regarding the status of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. They have taught us regarding the waqi of Karbala, the love for the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these things, we are very fortunate of being from and a big and a great lump of these fortunate things. Our parents play a big role. Always remember your parents. And always keep this in mind that it was their effort. Today we have this ease and this facility. There's a very interesting story in regards to this. A man goes for a job interview. And then when he goes for a job interview, the person who interviews him, he looks at his degrees, he looks at what he's gained, and his profession and everything. And he says, okay, this is all these degrees and everything, this is all great. But first tell me, who educated you through all this? Is it your father? The man replied, no, it was my mother. Father had passed away. My mother looked after me, educated me, brought me up. So that the person taking the interview, the manager of the company, he asked regarding, what does your mother do? The man replied, she washes the dishes, she does all the housework. And that manager, he asked that person, have you ever helped your mother in this? Have you ever washed the dishes? He looked at his palm, he told him to take his palm out, he took his hand out, he looked at his hand. And he said, have you ever washed your dishes? The dishes of your mother or the dishes of your house? He replied, no. He said, okay. The job, the interview is there. But first of all, I want you to go home. And I want you to clean the hands of your mother. And then tomorrow come back. And then I will speak to you in regards to this job. So obviously, he was concerned regarding the job. He went home. And he started to clean his mother's hands. First of all, when he looked at his mother's hands, he saw that there were cuts in the hands of his mother. There were marks. There was cuts and bruises in the hands. The mother, she was always doing the housework from cleaning, washing the dishes, causing her hands to be rough. So when he was washing his hands, and whatever he was putting on to wash his mother's hands, the mother was going through pain and it was hurting her. And he realized that this is that mother who's gone through so much for me, and she has brought me up and she has educated me, Hanif. So he sat down with his mother and he spent a couple of hours speaking to his mother, spending his mother, and then realizing the mother, whatever she was doing, whatever she was advising him, was for his concern. The next day, when he went back to that manager of that company, the manager said, did you wash your mother's hands? He said, yes. And he said that it is truly is the efforts of my mother. I sat down with my mother and I spoke to her for hours and realized how my mother struggled to bring me up and how she had so much concern about me. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, blessed month of Muharram, try to reflect over these type of things. See, have we ever looked at the hands of our mother? What our mothers have done for us, what our fathers have done for us, the time, the efforts. Our fathers sometimes would work two jobs a day just to fulfill our fees, for our studies, the comforts of our lives, the things which we demand for, they will pay. Do you ever find that your father says no, that he cannot get you this? Whatever we have requested, our parents earn and struggle to bring that to us. My dear Islamic brothers, we should reflect over this and think that how fortunate we are that our parents have done all this for us and many more. In this way, we should try to return some of these great favors of our parents, especially when they reach old age. And that is a duty for us. It's a time for us to serve them, to able to look after them. When they have spent all their lives and they have wounded their hands, they have struggled hard and to bring us up and to bring happiness to our lives, isn't it that time, that opportunity that we try to spend our time in serving them, in looking after them, when we would wet ourselves in being a child and our parents would clean us up, they would remove us from that wet place and put us in a dry place. If this type of test comes upon anyone, that his parents get to that stage, do not forget that childhood, the time when this would not just happen once, this would happen many times in a day that our parents would clean us. Sometimes what would happen is that the parents would clean us and minutes later that same child would dirty his clothes again. And they would clean and a short time later that child would wet his clothes again and dirty them. But the mother would not even say, oof. So today, why, if our parents, if they gone to a stage of struggle, if they gone to this difficulty, why do we have to say oof to that? And why do we make faces over these type of actions? My dear Islamic brothers, be grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. These parents are great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they were not there, who would bring us up? How would we brought us up? Ask those children whose parents had passed away or whose parents were not there when they were growing up, how they were living their lives. Did they still have that same facility? Did they still have that same love? The mother, the father, the love the mother and the father gives to their own child, no one else can bring that love to them. No one else can give that love. So my dear Islamic brothers, always remember how fortunate we are in regards to how our parents are and how they're serving us, how they served us in our childhood. And now it's an opportunity for us to serve them. Sometimes when you think about how our parents, what they went through, you'll be amazed. My dear Islam brothers, I want you to think of this. That, have you ever asked your mother, or does anyone know what is the favorite food of their mother? You probably won't be able to guess. You know why? Because the favorite food of your mother was whatever me and you left behind. This is what they would eat. Sometimes you'll find that our mothers, that they would not cook for themselves. They would only cook for us. If you were to ponder and ask, mother, have you made anything for yourself? They'll probably say no. And you'll think, why they haven't made? Maybe they're not hungry. So my dear Islam brothers, the reality is our mothers are waiting. If we were to leave any food over, that food does not go to waste and they will eat this. Even if you look, when a child, sometimes when you have children who eat a piece of bread and the corners of the bread are left. And you think, no one's going to eat this corner because we do not eat it. But if you go and check, you will find them pieces of bread have been eaten. Who do you think ate them? That was your mother. Like this, the top piece of the bread or the bottom piece of the bread, the laying, which is the harder piece of the bread. What you find that the mother lifts that piece of bread away and puts it aside and she will give you the softer pieces of bread in the middle. And you'll find that top piece and the bottom piece, your mother will use that and she would eat that piece of bread herself. This is how our parents brought us. This is how our parents, you would think of us. How fortunate are we that our parents brought us in this way and looked after us in this way. So my dear Islam brothers, when it's time to serve them, to look after them, it is our time now. That we serve our parents, we look after our parents. Whatever difficulty they're going through, just think about returning these few favors which I've mentioned. Eating the harder piece of bread, or eating the leftover food from our parents. Could we do this? This was something which was unique for our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be able to realize and reflect over these moments and this opportunity to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month of Muharram, in these blessed days of Muharram, in which we are remembering the great Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. If you look at Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, the children of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, their parents, they didn't see a life with their parents. Why? They sacrificed their life in the youth. Sayyidina Ali Askar, he sacrificed his life only at the age of 17, 18. How much time did he spend with his parents? He's in his tender youth, Sayyidina Ali Osad radiallahu ta'ala, in a young age, a tender child given his life. So my dear Islam brothers, we should learn and reflect and remember that in the month of Muharram, Imam Hussein, his family sacrificed their time. They didn't have this opportunity with their family, with their mother, with their children. And we have this time. Let's make this month of Muharram in reflecting and spending and serving our parents, in looking after them, in having concern about them, having a care over them. If our parents spend their lives in earning wealth so that they could fulfill our dreams, they could fulfill our desires, we should still, at this age, give them priority and give them extra time. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, alhamdulillah, in these episodes, alhamdulillah, what we try to make each other realize or make ourselves realize is that how fortunate we are, how great this blessing of our parents is. And also, my dear Islam brothers, it is something to reflect over in the sense that our parents, what they did for us, try to do that or something near them in return, inshaAllah. So make this month of Muharram a time where we can be respecting our parents, we can be honoring our parents, we can be looking after our parents. And those whose parents who have passed away, even for you, do not forget them. In this month of Muharram, where we are sending as-salat for Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, include your parents in these du'as, in these supplications. whatever you read, whatever you send as reward, include your parents. Always remember your parents. And those whose parents are alive, you should pray for their long life, inshallah. Those whose parents are passed away, always make dua for them, supplicate, do something in there for them that it be a means of their reward if they have passed away. Send them sawab, build a masjid on their name, dig a well on their name, and inshallah, this won't be a way of repaying their favors, but it might be a means of our forgiveness, might be bringing a smile on their faces. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this blessed month of Muharram, and give us the ability to honor our parents, and give us the ability to be thankful for the favors of our parents, what they have done for us. Inshallah, my dear Islam brothers, continue to watch these silsilas on Madani channel. Inshallah, till next time, we'll bring you another episode regarding the honor, respecting of parents, and the punishments and disobeying your parents in this world and the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon this. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah.